Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey guys, this is Chris, and thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading for today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for the presence of Christ. Lord Jesus, stay with us from the beginning to the end of this day. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope that we may know You as You are revealed in Scripture in the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of Your love. Amen. Lord, as I read Your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that You lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that You would draw near and meet with me and lead me into Your kingdom today. Today's reading is from Psalm 59. To the choir master, according to Do Not Destroy, a miktam of David, when Saul sent men to watch his house in order to kill him. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who work evil, and save me from bloodthirsty men. For behold, they lie in wait for my life. Fierce men stir up strife against me. For no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord, for no fault of mine, they run and make ready. Awake, come to meet me and see. You, Lord God of hosts, are God of Israel. Rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Spare none of those who treacherously plot evil. Selah. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. There they are, bellowing with their mouths, with swords in their lips, for who, they think, will hear us? But You, O Lord, laugh at them. You hold all the nations in derision. O my strength, I will watch for You. For You, O God, are my fortress. My God in His steadfast love will meet me. God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. Kill them not, lest my people forget. Make them totter by Your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouths, the words of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride. For the cursing and lies that they utter, consume them in wrath. Consume them till they are no more. That they may know that God rules over Jacob to the ends of the earth. Selah. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. They wander about for food and growl if they do not get their fill. But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you. For you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflected on the scripture, there were a couple of things that stood out to me. David is surrounded by people, enemies, who desire to take his life, who intentionally plot to cause him harm, who have made it their mission to hurt him. And David understands that, according to verse 4, it's no transgression or sin of his own that provoked this pursuit that was against him. He even goes so far as to say that even during this malicious affliction, God shows him mercy and steadfast love. So how can David say this? And what's God up to in this passage? David knows that God is a deliverer, his deliverer. I'm about to tell you a sentence that's going to repeat the words great power an awful lot. But this is really what stood out to me in this passage. God delivers not just for the sake of setting someone free, but so that the one set free would know his great power. The ones who know his great power would be reminded of his great power. The ones causing harm, like David's enemies, would know his great power, and that the knowledge of his great power would reach to the ends of the earth. I'm going to say that again for the sake of you hearing great power again. God delivers not just for the sake of setting someone free, but so that the one set free would know his great power. The ones who know his great power would be reminded of his great power. The ones causing harm, like David's enemies, would know his great power, and that the knowledge of his great power would reach to the ends of the earth. In verse 5, David declares that the Lord God of hosts is the God of Israel. David speaks of what he knows to be true of God, that God rules heaven and that he rules over Israel. In verse 11, David says, "Kill them not, lest my people forget." David does not want the people of God to miss the power of God against and the protection of God from David's enemies. He wants them to be reminded of God's rule. In verse 13, David speaks of the same power and protection of God as a clear display to David's enemies that God rules over Jacob. And in the same verse, this knowledge does not end with David's enemies, but moves even to the end of the earth. The knowledge of God's rule is made known to David, made known to David's people, made known to David's enemies, and made known to the end of the whole world through David's affliction. As we face various hardships and afflictions, let us consider this question regarding the rule of God in our life. Is my deliverance, or the desire to be delivered from whatever hardship I'm facing, is that deliverance for the sake of my own comfort and release from distress? Or is my deliverance for the sake of God's rule to be made known in my life and in the life of those around me? Again, is my deliverance, or the desire to be delivered from whatever affliction or hardship I'm facing, is that for the sake of my own comfort, from the release of distress for myself? Or is my deliverance for the sake of God's rule to be made known in my own life and in the life of those around me? Lord, thank you for this truth today. David was in a real struggle, needing a real deliverance. Thank you for using what David went through as a means to make your great power known. Like you were for David, thank you for being our deliverer as well. Make your rule and great power known to us and to those around us, including our brothers and sisters in Christ, as well as to those who are yet believers. In your name, Jesus, through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come.